This is Chris Barr, and this is an Advent series of The Daily Thread, helping you find the threads of God's presence in your daily life. As I've been thinking and reading about the advent of our Savior, Jesus Christ, I come to a passage in Matthew 1, 18 through 25. There are many heroes of the faith in the Bible, men and women who did remarkable things for God when called upon. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us." And Joseph awoke from his sleep, and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. As I said, there are many heroes of the faith in the Bible. Think about Abel, who was willing to give his best as a sacrifice to God. Noah, who built an ark while receiving considerable opposition, saving the world through the flood. Abraham, who moved his entire family west to the land God had given them, and who was willing to sacrifice his only son because God had asked him to. Moses, who led the hard-headed and cantankerous people for 40 years. David, who refused to kill the reigning king until God removed him, then went on to be a great king himself. But in the middle of the story of the birth of Jesus, we have Joseph. Not one that you think of first as a man of faith. Mary, rightfully so, is praised. The shepherds and wise men step out in faith to see the King of Kings. But let's talk about Joseph and what he did. Or should I say, what he didn't do. Joseph could have resisted God and made a royal mess of the Christmas story. It would have been well within his rights to publicly humiliate Mary. He didn't have to divorce her quietly. He could have been loud about it. If he would have disobeyed God, the world would be a totally different place. Joseph didn't do great things, but what he didn't do was great. Notice that the angel didn't force him to obey. He asked him to obey. Even in critical times, God wants us to have our own free will. What God has put on my heart through this passage is that my obedience to not sin, to not give in to my desires, to not get mad when someone offends me, to not retaliate when sinned against, is every bit as powerful in faith as to do great things. So as you contemplate this Advent season, think about the unsung hero, Joseph, and how a small act of faith brought about the saving of the world. The Daily Thread is a ministry of the Alliance Church of Zephyr Hills. To learn more about the church, visit our website, zaccma.org, or find us on Facebook.